The Weekly Word with Brother Aaron is a podcast that brings you a brief word of encouragement and admonition based on the knowledge and wisdom found in Scripture. Now, here's this week's word. When was the last time you walked away from a conversation with someone and felt completely uplifted and invigorated? I can think of a few conversations recently where the encouraging words of a person seemed to change me and the entire environment of the room. Where I had been feeling drained, I was suddenly refilled. Where I felt deeply discouraged, I was greatly encouraged. And where I felt pessimistic, I was shown hope. Our words have the great potential to deeply affect those around us. Throughout Scripture, we see the immense impact that our words can have on ourselves, our emotions, on others, in situations, and in our lives. Proverbs 16:24 says, "Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body." With every word we say, we have an opportunity to bring truth, grace, joy, life, and Christ to others. But the opposite is also true. If our good words can lift others, then our poor words can weigh others down, discourage their hearts, or make them feel completely drained. Proverbs 15:1 instructs us, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." And we know this to be true. Think about a time when someone spoke to you in harsh words. Even if they were speaking the truth, their harsh speech stirred up anger, just as the Bible says. For this reason, Paul commends the church to speak the truth in love. Our words have the great potential to deeply affect those around us. With that in mind, let me give you a few thoughts. Number one, never underestimate the power of encouraging words. No matter how small they may seem to you, your words can do wonders for others. Secondly, be mindful of what you say and how you say it. Paul commends the church, "Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." Thirdly, be the kind of person that you would want to talk to. I mean, the golden rule works great here. Treat others how you want to be treated. And finally, if words carry this much weight, you should also be very careful about who you are listening to and what you are allowing to be spoken to you and into your life. Again, your words have great potential to affect those around you. So use every opportunity to speak with truth, grace, and joy. Speak to others so that they may hear Christ. May God richly bless you in His Son, Jesus.